Hello, welcome back to Divide It with Jill. It's Jill. So if you're new, I talk about all things pop culture, TV show, movies, music, books, everything and anything in entertainment. But if you're a recurring listener, welcome back. So last week I talked about Nicholas Sparks movies, and I have been crying for a couple of weeks straight now from binging all of his movies. But now we have taken a break. We're not crying as much anymore. And I have transitioned into screaming. But I'll get to that in a second. Before we get into today's episode, I want to talk about how there is so much content coming out in the next couple of days. But when this episode drops, the content hasn't come out yet. But next week, I'll definitely really get into it. But this morning, when I was scrolling on Instagram, I see that Bridgerton posted another like little teaser clip thing. And this is usually how I find like any of the clips that they have released or any of like the little like clips of them like looking at each other, like Kate and Anthony or Penelope and Colin. Like, this is usually how I find out on Instagram. So I'm scrolling on Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, okay, we have a new teaser. Like, this is the vibe. And then at the end, it says the trailer is dropping tomorrow, Thursday, April 11th. What? Okay, I knew this was coming, but like, I'm still shocked. And I'm like, am I ready? Like, I don't think I'm ready because everything that they have posted thus far, like every single teaser, I have been going insanely feral for everything that they have posted so far. So I don't know how I'm going to handle this trailer, but I'm so excited. I'll be doing a full reaction video. It's going to be on TikTok, but I can't believe it. Like, it's tomorrow. Ah! Oh my gosh. Okay. Also tomorrow, Sabrina Carpenter is dropping a new single called Espresso. Okay. One thing about me, I love coffee. So this is very on brand for me. Second of all, I love Sabrina Carpenter. Her Emails I Can't Send album is incredible. I'm going to be honest, I haven't really listened to her previous albums or like really got into her as an artist until like this album. And I think this album like changed the trajectory of her life. Like, everybody loves this album. Like, there's not a single person that doesn't know Feather or Because I Liked a Boy. Like, she is one of like the biggest pop girls right now. Like, I would put her next to like Olivia and Tate McRae, you know what I mean? And so whenever I listen to Emails I Can't Send and Emails I Can't Send Forward, like, there's no skips. Absolutely none. Every single song is a banger. Ah, she's just so talented. And I got to see her live on her last tour and she was amazing. Oh my gosh. And now she just went on tour with Taylor Swift and she's taking over the world. I don't know if she's going to drop like an album. I think the Emails I Can't Send was like 2022. I don't know what the protocol is here for music. I don't know. But I will be so excited if she drops an album like in the next few months. I don't know. Do you think she will, or do you think we'll have to like wait like a year? I don't know. I don't know how this works. But regardless, I'm so excited for the new single. I'll have to let you know my thoughts. I will also have a reaction video to that, so stay tuned. Oh my gosh, can we also talk about how Taylor Swift is dropping a new album on April 19th called The Tortured Poets Department? April is a great month of music. Like, are you kidding me? I'm so excited. Her last album was really, really good. I'm kind of upset I didn't get to see her on the Eras Tour. So I am vicariously living through everybody's TikToks and the Disney Plus Eras movie. I wonder what, like, the most popular song on that album is going to be, or, like, what my favorite's going to be on that album. Beyonce also came out with a new album. This is Act 2, Cowboy Carter, baby. Oh, my. She does this genre so well. This country album is so great. I'm still deciding what my favorites are, but after, like, the first listen, I like Daughter right now. But I have to keep listening to it a couple more times and then I decide what my favorites are. This is how I usually am though with every artist. I have to like listen and process to each album like multiple times before I pick favorites. But wow, what a fantastic album. Like, I can't. The Renaissance one was insane. And then I don't know what Act 3 is going to be. What do we think it's going to be? Some people are saying rock. Oh my gosh, Beyonce is going to enter her Olivia Rodrigo punk angsty teenager act 3 scene. Oh my God, imagine that. Some people are saying musicals. I don't think it's going to be musicals, but A Girl Can Dream, that'd be kind of iconic. But yes, let me know what you think. Keeping on trend with popular pop girlies, Gracie Abrams. She also opened up for Taylor Swift, and I recently became obsessed with her music, and let me know, okay? I got into her by hearing like the In-Between and one of her unreleased songs called Close. I think that's what it's called. Of course, I Miss You, I'm Sorry. Oh my gosh, I love that song. Like, I can't stop listening to it. It's like my favorite. But she just posted like a couple of days ago a snippet, and the caption is, I love you, I'm sorry. I think that's the title of the song. And it's like, I don't know, like sisters to I Miss You, I'm Sorry, or cousins. I don't know. Like, I'm so excited. I don't know. When is it dropping, babe? Like, Gracie, if you're listening, when is that dropping? I need to hear that in full. If only Gracie was at the Olivia Rodrigo show on Monday, I could have asked her, because I think she posted that snippet on Monday. Me acting like I could find her / know that she was there. No one knew that she was there until like after the concert. Like, oh my gosh. I'll be staying tuned, Gracie. I will be staying tuned. Speaking of Olivia Rodrigo, I had the honor and the privilege to go see Olivia on the Guts Tour. I'm so happy because last time when she did the Sour Tour, I couldn't go. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. Like, trying to get an Olivia Rodrigo ticket is so hard. The Sour Tour, I didn't even like stand a chance. And then the Guts Tour was also extremely difficult. Some people got them very easily, which I don't know how. Even my cousin got them so easily. I was so confused. I was like, how? I don't get it. I guess it's like a hit or miss. I don't really understand the game of Ticketmaster and all this and all that. But anyways, my other cousin Chang ended up getting the tickets for us. Thank God. Oh my goodness. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have gone. Like, I would have missed out. Oh my gosh. So shout out to Chang for getting us tickets to this. We had literally the best time. I was so blown away by her. First of all, she did all of the bangers right in the beginning, like Vampire, Driver's License. But then I started thinking, wait a second, all of her songs are bangers. Like, it was like hit after hit. She is an incredible performer. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. Okay. I discovered Olivia on High School Musical, the musical, this series. She was so good in that, like her chemistry with Joshua Bassett. Okay, wait. Okay. Hold on. I know some of her songs is allegedly about Joshua Bassett, and I know that relationship is over, but like, in High School Musical, the series, you have to understand that at the time, all the girls were going absolutely feral for them. Are you kidding me? Like, Just for a Moment is a song that they sang on that show that was a cultural reset. Come on. And acting on the show, I was actually surprised by. Like, I didn't think I was going to like it. And I actually enjoyed the first season. I actually didn't watch the rest after that, but that first season was great. And I remember they did like a whole like love confession with both of their characters, and oh my gosh, people still to this day will repost it. It's just that good. It's all over TikTok. I still think about it often, but I was really impressed with her on that show, like her singing, like everything, and I kind of like slowly became a fan. And then I believe like shortly after that, she dropped Driver's License, which went insanely viral. The entire world fell in love with Olivia Rodrigo. I also became a super fan of her. And then, of course, the Sour album dropped, and wow, every single song on that album. Listen, when I hear a song, I don't usually like think about the lyrics first. I'm always like, okay, I need to see if the beat and the vibe of the song is something that I like, right? But when I listen to her music, I'm like, oh my gosh, the lyrics are just hitting. And then also like the melody and like the progression of each of the songs. And it's like an experience. The Sour album was so good. Are you kidding me? Her mind, Dan's mind, like brutal. Oh my goodness. That song live is crazy. I was screaming. Like, I felt like I was at a rock concert. So basically went from crying to Nicholas Sparks movies to yelling and screaming and rocking on. But Brutal, such a great song. And of course, Driver's License is like one of her most popular ones and was like her first big hit. That's a great song live as well. And Deja Vu, oh my gosh. The production of this song is crazy good. And then Enough For You, Jealousy, Jealousy, Hope You're Okay, Traitor. Ooh, I was in my feels at the concert listening to Traitor. And I'm also in my feels when I listen to it like on Spotify. And then One Step Forward, Three Steps Back. And then Good For You, another hit. Another song you could scream to and yell, and that's exactly what I did at the concert. And that was really smart. She did that as an encore at the end, and it really just got the crowd going. It really, really did. And then Happier and Favorite Crime. Oh my goodness, Favorite Crime. I was really, really in my feels when she sang this at the show. Oh my, oh my. I feel like this album, The Sour One, there was a little hint of like pop punk, but I felt like it was a little bit more like ballady and like poppy, but sad. And then we transition into Guts and it's very like rock on, rah, you know what I mean? And I love it. I feel like the angsty teen vibe is suiting her right now, you know what I mean? On the Guts album, we start off with All American Bitch, and I just love how it goes from this like, right, and then it goes rock on, like you know what I mean, like it switches to that punk rock and then it goes back to, you know what I mean. It's such a great song, like the production on this is amazing. Honestly, every single song on this album, like the production is just so different from any other artist, and each song kind of like takes you by surprise. It's crazy. Anyways, this song live was crazy. Everyone was going absolutely feral. I thought I was the only one going feral. No. People were bopping their head, jumping up and down, like swinging their hair left and right. It was crazy. This was a great one. Okay, and there's even a section of the song like towards the end where it's like, ah! You know what I mean? And everyone was literally screaming. It was like an out-of-body experience. I honestly felt like I had like 12 shots of espresso. Like it was like a caffeine boost. Forget all the Celsius. Forget any kind of energy drink. Just go see Olivia Rodrigo in concert. Okay. And then the next one, we get into Bad Idea, Right? Oh, that is probably top like five favorite songs of Olivia Rodrigo. Like even like the shirt that I was wearing at the show, it said Bad Idea. I just love that song so much. It's so good. This is another one everyone was screaming and yelling at, especially me. Oh my goodness. Also, like the trajectory of this song too is so different and so cool. And then we get into Vampire, which was the single that she released from this album. Oh wow. Wow, wow, wow. Bleeding me dry like a goddamn vampire. Don't we all know someone like that, babe? Oh, speaking of vampire, okay, this is like a complete side note, but I was watching this Italian movie called The Tearsmith. It's like a Italian teenage romance drama, and they played this song Vampire in the back, and I was like, what's going on? Olivia Rodrigo world domination is going on. But yes, this Italian movie was giving me very much like the Foster / Colpe Mia vibes. It's basically about these like two kids in an orphanage, and the girl, her parents died, and the boy is like such a good boy. Like he's the best one in the orphanage. Like the lady that runs the show like loves him, and whenever anyone wants to adopt him, like he says no. Finally, someone wants to adopt the girl, and the couple that wanted to adopt the girl also wanted to adopt him, and he finally said yes. Oh, he's always been in love with her since they were children until like present day. Like they're teenagers now, and so it's very much like, ooh, forbidden love, but we're also potentially could be like step siblings vibe. Okay, so before like they get adopted, there's like this trial period where they live with the couple that wants to adopt them, and they basically like live together to see if it's a good match before it's official. anything could happen. Like, they could very much be like, we don't want them, you take them back to the orphanage type of thing, or they go through with the adoption. Oh my gosh, there's also drama with the lady that ran the orphanage. It's a whole thing. But it was still like, you know, we could potentially be like step siblings, if that makes sense. So there was that aspect. That's where like the Culpe Mia kind of vibes come in. It has this like dark, edgy like vibe to it. It is a little cringy at some points. Like, some people like hated this film and everyone was saying like the book was better and all this. I haven't read the book, so I can't really compare it. And people were saying like the movie felt rushed. And I definitely did finish watching the film and saying like, wait, I kind of want more. But whatever, it is what it is. Maybe they'll do a second one, because I feel like this first one was such a hit. Even though people do have mixed reviews about this. I mean, here's the thing. The chemistry between the two leads, chef's kiss. Like, please, you can't even deny this. Like, every scene that they had together was crazy intense, okay? Period. Could the plot have a little bit more depth than this and that? Sure, okay? But if you're looking at it as a whole, I was kind of invested in what was going on, you know what I mean? Anyways, I really just went through a whole spiel about this film. But they played Olivia Rodrigo's song Vampire in this scene where they're outside of their high school. She like almost gets run over by a car, and it was like the sequence of how it was happening, it was like kind of like intense, and you could feel like the romantic sexual tension between them. It was like crazy, and they were playing Vampire. That was just came to my mind, and I needed to inform you of that because I just watched that recently. But yeah, that's a great song. Also starts off a little like slow, and then it like builds. Like, the builds in every single one of her songs is unlike anything I've heard. Is that dramatic? Whatever, it's true. Her songs are great. That song live also was amazing. And she sang this like towards the beginning of the show. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Amazing. Okay. And then another song on the Guts album, Lacey. That's a good one. Lacey, oh, Lacey. Skin like puff pastry. Yeah, this is a nice song. And then Ballad of a Homeschool Girl. Cat got my tongue. Oh, this is a good one too. Oh my goodness. It's such a suicide. Okay, not me singing. Divide it. And then Making the Bed. The lyrics in the chorus is so good. Like, sometimes I feel like I don't want to be where I am, getting drunk at a club with my fair-weathered friends, push away all the people who know me the best. But it's me who's been making the bed. A poet. A poet, babe. Songwriting. And then Logical.
2 + 2 = 5, and I'm the love of your life.
Oh my gosh, she was on the moon when she sang this. That was so magical. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not even being dramatic here. Like, that was everything to me.
And then
Getting Back. Oh, she sang this at the end of the show. This is another, like, angsty rock on vibe. And then Love is Embarrassing. The Grudge. Pretty Isn't Pretty. The verse where she says, it's on the poster on the wall, it's in like every magazine, it's in my phone, it's in my head, it's in the bars, I'm in a bed, it's all around, it's all the time. Ah, I love that. Teenage Dream is the last song on this album. And this is like emotional. Like, I remember when she was doing this at the concert, they were showing like pictures of her when she was young. And then, okay, she released Guts Spilled. The tracks that she added to this, Olivia simply does not miss. Okay, Obsessed is the first one that she added. It's like number 13. She sang this at the concert and it was so good. And then Girl I've Always Been is another one. Scared of My Guitar. Stop. The lyrics in Scared of My Guitar and just like the whole song itself is... I'm like actually speechless. And then Stranger, and then So American. Okay, So American is allegedly about Louis Partridge. This is like her first, I think, like love happy song, question mark, I think. Don't quote me on that. But it's very much like I'm in love. It's not like a F you kind of song. Or like, you know what I mean? Like how her other songs are. This one's fun. I love that one. I wish she sang this one at the concert. I thought she was going to sing her High School Musical song, All I Want, but she didn't. She did sing the Catch Me If You Can song that she did for Hunger Games, the new one. Oh my gosh, speaking of Hunger Games, Tom Blythe was at the show. The celebs were showing up to Miss Olivia Rodrigo. She even had a couple of guests, Noah Kahan, Jewel. We didn't have a guest our night, but it was still incredible, like the entire show. At one point, I was thinking, oh, maybe she'll bring out Gracie because she was also in New York, or maybe even Conan, but no. Yeah, there was a bunch of influencers there as well. So a time was had in New York City, her little mini residency moment. I can't wait for her to come back and do another show. She's just so incredible. The dancing was insane. I'm surprised she wasn't out of breath / didn't have like a backtrack. Like, I didn't hear a backtrack unless there was. I don't know. Her dancers were incredible. The visuals suited her vibe and, you know, the songs that she was singing, and everything just flowed really well, you know? Her vocal range was amazing. The band was incredible. Her outfit changes. 10 out of 10. The amount of energy Olivia Rodrigo has to sustain during the show is actually crazy. And, you know, I have to give her a standing ovation. I do. Honestly, I didn't even sit once during the entire show. That's how hyped I was. Both guts spilled, the regular guts, sour. I'm so excited for more music from her. Her and Dan are such a special team. Oh, Dan was also there at the show. He's really talented songwriter and producer. He's worked with like Conan Gray. Conan Gray was also at the show. And Chapel Roan. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I recently discovered her and her song Good Luck Babe. How I found her was through Troy, this guy that does like reactions to different artists. And he does like album reactions, music reactions. And I saw him react to the song and I was like, what is this? I'm so obsessed. And then Joe Jonas, here I go again with Joe Jonas. He posted on his Instagram story, like his B-reel, but then the song in the back was the song that I heard Troy promoting. And I was like, oh my God, I need to listen to this in full right now. I am obsessed. It is so insanely good. The lyrics, production of the song, it is so groovy. It sounds very like 80s pop, if that makes sense, but still like modern. I believe it was Dan, her, and I believe the name is Tranter, worked on the song. On Instagram, it's Tranter Justin. Incredible songwriter. I'm a fan now. I believe she also opened up for Olivia on the first leg of the tour, but I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I love discovering new music, and Olivia Rodrigo just kills it. I just don't have anything bad to say about her stuff. Absolutely no notes on the concert. It was everything. The only thing I want to say is that I wanted it to be longer. so fun. Like, everyone just had the time of their lives. It's funny because I was looking around and I was like, wow, the demographic is literally like 10 to like 16 year olds around me. No, there was a few people like in their 20s that were scattered around, but a lot of teenagers were there and I felt really young and fun. I'm acting like I'm like 55. Also, did you hear about her guts cookie? I really wanted to try it, but I didn't get the chance to. I think she should do a collab with like Doc Martens or like a sneaker collab of some sort. I feel like that's like on brand for her. Not me playing PR right now. Another artist I'm obsessed with that is coming out with new music. Ben Platt, baby. I've talked about this before, but there's another song that's being dropped. He's dropping a new song called Cherry on Top, I think it's called. And he posted like a snippet on Instagram. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna love this. I am gonna go feral. Like, absolutely. Like, what are we saying? That's also coming out, I think, tomorrow or Friday, something like that. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be a crazy next 2-3 days. If you see me screaming, you did. I'm excited for that, and I'm also very excited for his album. Before I end this podcast episode, I need to tell you what my current divided moments are. Okay, so this week I have two. I think last week I also had two, but... So the first one is that Italian movie I watched. That was something crazy. That movie was something crazy, especially, okay, the fever scene. If you know, you know. And then the second one is when Olivia Rodrigo was on that moon, Miss Solar Eclipse passing through the night. She waved at me. No, because she waved at me. What kind of Delulu mindset am I having right now? I was so fully convinced. I was like, she is looking at me. This is what always happens when I go see an artist I love and I'm either like on the floor close enough to really look at them up close, or they're looking in my general vicinity. I'm like, they know me and they're looking at me. But yes, let me know what your divided moment is and what piece of music you are excited to hear in the next month or so, because there's a lot of content coming out from all of these artists. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow me on Divided with Jill on TikTok and Insta, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye!